Hello and welcome to In Depth, the PSA program here on all Lotus radio stations. I'm Ian Sorensen, your host. First round of guests for the first interview. Patrick Rogers, Behavioral Health Manager with Community Health Alliance. And of course, Afton Neufeld is in the studio as well, just kind of providing background information should we need you to.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm just here to bring you really smart people like Patrick.
And Patrick, immediately, I can tell you have a sense of humor, which is kind of nice to have in the mental health field, I think.
Absolutely. You know, creativity and humor is really important to be able to deal with stress.
Yeah. For sure. And so what is your title? You actually are a licensed social worker.
Yeah, licensed clinical social worker.
Clinical social.
Yeah, and I'm the behavioral health manager for Community Health Alliance. And I guess in general, my job is to implement behavioral health into medical settings.
Okay, and what does that entail, I guess?
Well, that entails working with patients that might have some medical conditions, first and foremost, that we in the behavioral health can help out with. And so oftentimes there's diagnoses and symptoms that the medical providers have a difficult time figuring out, and it might be mental health and emotionally health related.
Okay.
And secondly is adding an additional access point for people that need mental and behavioral health services.
Okay, right on. And so kind of going off on the first point you made, are you talking about like psychosomatic sort of symptoms or?
Not so much in the psychosomatic, although that can be a part of it. The symptoms are very real. So somebody that's having a lot of headaches, then they're kind of unexplained. They're having digestive issues and unsure why. And so they're looking at the diet, they're looking at enzymes and doing these other things. And a lot of times it's just stress related.
Yeah.
It's an anxiety and depression. Pain is another symptom that for some reason, you know, I just experience pain more often at a higher level. And sometimes that's mood related.
OK. And what can you do kind of to help, I guess, these people?
Well, you know, that's always the great big theory and being able to help in mental and behavioral health issues. And each person is a little bit, you know, independent in that sense. And so we have to kind of do an assessment with them and find out, well, what are the triggers that are going on in your life? What do you have happening? You know, everybody experiences stress at work and there's the home life and kids and all these other things that really contribute to the way that we feel and function on a day-to-day basis. And so we'll start to learn how to manage those things.
Okay, very cool. And so can people, if they are experiencing kind of these problems, they don't really know what they're stemming from, they can just come to you quite possibly or CHA in general, and then maybe you'll...
Absolutely. And really the way the portal to this is really through the medical provider, because, you know, we do want to rule out the medical conditions first and make sure that we're addressing that piece. And then from there, we work collaboratively with our medical providers.
Okay. And how long have you been with CHA?
I've been with them coming up on 4 years.
4 years. Okay. And what are you seeing, I guess, now more than ever as far as mental health is concerned? Any particular ailments that are just kind of more and more common or things we should be looking out for?
Well, depression is right there at the top. And I think that's one of the conversations that we as a community always have to have, because, you know, we tend to think of mental health and we think of these really all the tragedies that happen in our communities. And we tie that into the mental health piece. And so then depression then gets buried. And nobody really wants to come forward because of the stigma that happens with it. And so a part of what we try to do is the education on what is mental health. And so working with the depression piece is vital.
Definitely. And that's why you're here in the studio right now, is to educate people on, you know, it's not so much a stigma anymore. It's still there, but I feel like mental health is kind of at the forefront.
Absolutely. It's there. And I think it's starting to say, I'm okay, right? And it's saying that, yes, there's not a person that walks the earth that doesn't somehow or another experience stress, anxiety, low mood. You know, I always say, as long as we have a pulse, we're either blessed with emotions or we're cursed with emotions. And that's just a part of being human. And we have to be able to deal with it. And we can't ignore it.
Definitely. So kind of give me a glimpse into your day, I guess, other than, of course, you coming into the studio. But like, what is your kind of general work? What are you doing?
Well, it's a mixture. We all have some pre-booked appointments, and so where I'm seeing people that might be 5-6 sessions and just trying to, as I mentioned earlier, you know, identify what those triggers are and being able to learn how to manage our stress. And then it's working directly, again, with the medical provider, right, where they're seeing a patient in the room and they say, look, you know, I think they could use your help. And so right then and there, I can walk into the room and have the conversation with them, actually develop a plan, give them an intervention, some tips on things that they can do, and say, you know, why don't you come back in 30 days, do what we just talked about, and let's see how that helped. And we kind of go from there.
All right. And actually, would you mind giving just general tips? Do you have any general tips to deal with maybe depression or just kind of, I don't know, maybe across the board things that might help?
Yeah, I think that really I related into like four or five areas. And the first one at the top of the list is always exercise. You know, your doctor will tell you that, you know, you need to eat better and exercise, but they don't really tell you the reason why. Exercise is crucial to our mental health. That's up at the top of the list there. Having a good, healthy diet, especially foods that have like omega-3s, so things like fish and salmon in particular, vitamins B and vitamin D. Getting your 8 hours of sleep, that's one of the things. When you look back, when people are stressed and depressed, sleep gets compromised.
Right.
So do that. And then some mindfulness pieces. And mindfulness is just taking a break out of your day. Anxiety is completely rooted in the future. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Right.
What's happening next week? It's all about the worry about what's going to happen in the future. And the mindfulness is saying, no, but right now I'm okay. And just taking a break from your day and kind of hitting the reset button.
All right. Right on. Thank you very much. And then Afton, so how can people find out more about this kind of side of things or just CHA in general?
For CHA in general, you can always go to our website, chanevadaspelledout.org. But we've actually been doing a lot of social media around this as well. So you can go to our Facebook page or Twitter. Mental Health America has been doing a For Mind, For Body campaign. And it's talking about a lot of those really important factors that Patrick was talking about. And they can always give us a call if they want to make an appointment. They can always call 775-329-6300 and just see if they can come in and how we can help. But Patrick actually had a really good point about people who suffer from panic attacks and exercise. I kind of wanted to have him share that example because when he told me that the other day, it was like the first time I'd ever heard about that.
Yeah. Enlighten us.
Yeah. So, you know, oftentimes when people experience panic attacks, and I think the name is so telling, it's panic. It's fear. It is, you know, feelings that I'm going to die, but I don't know how and I don't know why, right? You know, these things kind of happen. And I liken it to being, it's not so much of a psychological issue as paying attention to the physical pieces. So, Ian, if I were to ask you to go run around the block 2 times and come back and sit down, tell me what your body's doing, right? And so you're probably going to say, my heart rate is up. I'm sweating. My muscles are tense. I feel lightheaded. All these things. And that's the signs and symptoms that you experience when you have a panic attack. And so really the exercise piece is getting your body in tune with your mind and then being able to practice after you exercise how to calm down. And you can do that. You can relate that to the same thing with panic attacks as well.
Oh, wow.
So it's just your brain kind of calling your 911 system in your own body and getting ready for the fight or flight. So it surges with adrenaline. And that's a very physical thing.
Okay. Is there any other things that come to mind that I might not know? Because that's really enlightening for me, to be honest.
Yeah, I think really coming back to that, how the whole exercise piece helps. And again, we always think about the medical pieces and having good, you know, lung capacities and energy and all that other stuff. But really, when we exercise, there's a series of chemicals that get released. And the main one is called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Its nickname is Miracle Grow for the brain. And we're literally growing new neurons in our brain. And my suggestion to people is we're going to rewire our brain. So now we have these new neural pathways in our brain, and we're going to follow that up with things that we're going to find motivational, inspirational, humorous, creative, or whatever, things that inspire us. And so you read something, watch something, listen to something immediately after you exercise, and we start to reroute that part of our brain. So rather than going to the hopelessness piece and the anxiety and depression piece, we kind of go to hope and we go to happiness and those areas instead.
Okay. Well, this has been very – I like this. This is very cool. I'm so glad we got to get you in here to talk about this. This is a very important topic.
It's very simple. We really do kind of take mental health and we throw it down to the far end of the spectrum. And really, these are the things that we can do on an everyday basis to help ourselves.
Right on. Thank you very much. Afton Neufeld from Community Health Alliance and, of course, Mr. Patrick Rogers, Behavioral Health Manager with CHA. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Really.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.